Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay with the product department. How may I help you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know why I need to talk to you. I got some kind of cream, and eye cream in the mail, and our credit company called and asked about it because it was $94. Unusual. I'm sorry, $96.40. I don't know. My husband was talking to the credit card company. Anyway, so they canceled it, and they said I should call and have you guys cancel it on that end. I don't even know where it came from or what it, what, you know. It's nothing I ordered.
Okay, so I'd be happy to go over the account with you. I'm a class representative, didn't explain. I just need your first and last name, and also I need your full shipping address.
So I just gave that to the last guy.
So he connect you over to the fraud department, so maybe you did advise that it was, like, the order was fraudulent. So that's the only reason why I just have to re-verify, you know, the information before we just filed this, you know, as a fraud claim.
Okay. But what's the difference as long as it got canceled?
But if you stated that you never placed the original order, though, ma'am, then we still would process it as a fraud claim if you never placed the original order.
Yeah, I didn't.
So that's why he connected you over to the fraud department, I'm guessing.
Okay, so what do you need?
I need you to verify your first and last name.
Susan,
and also your full ship.
Susan Davis.
And a full shipping address?
Post Office Box 48, McLeod, California.
Okay, one moment. One moment. So, yes, ma'am. So, with my department, I have to go re-over the charges that did take place. So, on December the 19th, you paid $6.95 to receive the Luna Active, the face cream, and also the Luna Active serum, which was another $6.45.
This was not what I ordered.
Okay, so you didn't order the face cream, or you wanted another?
No, there was a different face cream that was advertised on by Jennifer Allison Hennison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was just face cream, didn't have any eye stuff. And it was a free jar for the first jar. But there's nothing about, you know, having the eye cream, and there was nothing about having a large order. I mean, about paying $94, $96. So this doesn't even look like the stuff I was looking at.
Okay, yeah. So I can explain that point. So he did get the account, the subscription canceled, because it was that once you placed the order on December the 19th, you did have 7 days to call in and make any adjustments. And then if you didn't, on your 7th day, that's when you was going to be charged the retail price of the products that was sent out on the 19th. So that is probably what he did explain to you.
No.
So that's the reason why we did attempt to pull the $96.42. It was for the order that was placed on December the 19th.
Okay, this is not what I was looking at. And there was no eye cream. There was just one jar of stuff, and that was it. And it was, you pay shipping on it, and you don't pay anything else, and that was it.
Okay, well, I only can verify the order that we do have, and it was the Luna Active that was sent out. And I can just track it and make sure that it was delivered to you.
No, it's here. I just
got it.
I got it today.
Well, yes, ma'am. And then also, I do show here where that will be the only product that you will receive, because the representative did get the account canceled out today. I'm sure that you did request it, that the account be canceled. They did cancel out the account. You won't receive any more product. And also, we won't attempt to pull any more charges from the account. Like, the account has been canceled and closed today.
Okay. Do you want me to mail this back?
No, ma'am. You can keep the products.
I don't have any use for it.
Well, we don't do any returns, so you can give it away. Just give it away as a gift or try to still use it, see how you would like it. But, we don't do any returns on the products. And we show them where the 9642 wasn't even taken out. So the only thing left for us to do is just cancel out the account. So we won't even attempt to pull anything going forward.
That's what we want.
Okay. I just got this today in the mail.
Right, but you don't have to return it, ma'am. Like I said, you can just keep it, give it away. But just as long as we show here now that we got the account canceled, your subscription is canceled, you won't be getting any more, like, attempts to pull it at 9642. And that will be the only thing that you do have.
The 9642 what?
The 9642 was declined. So that's why the only thing that we can do today is make sure that the subscription is canceled out, which it is, and just make sure that will be what you have now will be the only thing that we will send out, because the account is canceled.
So I won't be paying anymore.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So the last thing that happened on your account is when we attempted to pull the 9642. So now with us canceling out the subscription, you don't even have to worry about us even attempting to do that anymore. Your account is closed.
All right. Well, thank you.
Did you get the cancellation number? Because I got it.
I got a C26339466.
Yes, that is the cancellation number.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.